Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, all hell is breaking loose in Ukraine as pro-Russian forces battle in cities across the eastern area of that nation with the NATO-EU-backed government forces who were freedom fighters a few months ago when they were overthrowing the elected government. Now, anyone not rolling over and being enslaved by them is being called a terrorist by the U.S. and European media. And I've weighed things very judiciously here, looking at it, and I have to say the West started the conflict because they wouldn't join the EU, and now they're purposefully trying to manipulate Russia into invading eastern Ukraine to protect their interests there, and it is a very dangerous, dangerous game. There's a whole other facet to this I haven't talked a lot about. They're talking about Putin having secret slush funds, which undoubtedly I'm sure he does. And when they go after Swiss bank accounts in the last decade or so, they're usually going after nouveau riche people with $5, $10, $20 million. Sounds like a lot. It's not. They're leaving alone the billionaires and the globalists. You know, it came out last year that the French socialists across the board, most of the government got caught with giant Swiss and Luxembourg and Bahamas accounts, and that they're the ones pushing a 100%+ tax. I'm not joking. On the middle class to destroy any savings they had accrued over the years. But of course they support 100% tax, like 101%, because they are above the law and don't pay those taxes. In fact, EU bureaucrats under law don't pay EU tax. It is incredible the level of open evil and hypocrisy they get away with. And so now that they're so above the law, they're going to go after basically other countries' leaders who've been funneling some of the state-run company money into themselves. And Putin is reportedly, from back when he was vice president under Yeltsin, owns a share of this particular energy company. And the media tries to say, you know, we bet it's $40 billion. I mean, it might be a billion. It might be $100 million. Who knows? They're using it as propaganda against him, going, we're going to take your private money, your getaway money, your gangster money, buried under the doghouse or wherever it's at, we're coming after you if you don't back off and join the New World Order. And they had a big diplomat come out last week and say, Putin's not joining the New World Order. This looks personal. This does not look like some deal behind the scenes where Russia and the West divide Ukraine, but then politically act like they're fighting and get some new multi-trillion dollar Marshall Plan for Europe. That's bare minimum that they want to claim the crisis in Europe's being caused by what's happening in Russia as a new bailout for the bankers, a new wealth transfer to them. But when you look at what's happening with this Putin situation and trying to get his money and trying to end private bank accounts globally, that's a global mafia not letting you hide your money. Let's say you want to leave the U.S. Let's say you sell a restaurant chain you've got or car dealerships or whatever. And you've got $50 million. It's all post-tax. You've paid tax on it. It took you decades to make. You put it in the Swiss bank account. It's after tax money. And you leave the U.S. Well, they're clawing that back, saying, no, we retroactively want that money. And they're really creating currency controls. And that's what the TSA is a currency control to go through your bags. And they now admit that's what their job is. Well, I don't want to live in your planet dungeon. I don't want to live in the prison planet. And that's the whole point, is the globalists are autocratic, authoritarian anti-humans who are getting rid of any wiggle room to get out from under their tyranny. Normally, they wouldn't do that because they weren't above the law completely. Now, when they're above the law, welcome to tyranny, because they'll get rid of every check and balance because they're exempt. We'll be right back.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, welcome to this live Monday worldwide edition. It is the 28th day already of April 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to have Joseph Farah, who joined us Friday. He's here working on a film in Austin. He's going to be joining us in studio in the third hour today, and that is our only guest, Joseph Farah of WorldNetDaily.com and, of course, the Western Journalism Center. There's the headline, IRS bombshell, most audacious power play yet. In fact, give me that story, because we have another report out today on Media Matters, run by the White House, funded by George Soros, and they are openly saying that, now get this, that of course we influence the media, and of course we're trying to influence politics. But then you've got the IRS revoking tax-exempt status for mainline libertarian, conservative, and Christian pro-life groups, saying, well, you can't have a view on anything. Telling pro-life groups, you can't be anti-abortion because that's a political issue. Absolutely over the top insane. Number one, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes into the freedom of the press and the right of the people to petition their government for redress of grievances. So it's all there, the right to assembly, the right to expression, the right to religion, the right to a free press, and Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof, or of the press, or the people's right to assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. Government has no jurisdiction over religion. Government has no jurisdiction over the press. Government has no jurisdiction over the right of assembly. Government has no jurisdiction over the right to petition. It has no jurisdiction. I'm going to say that again. You have no jurisdiction. I don't care what your power-grabbing FCC says. I don't care what the power-grabbing federal courts say. I don't care. Now, the Ukraine situation is off the charts, okay? It's off the charts bad. The mayor of Krakow has been shot in the back while bicycling because he wasn't going along with the West. There are helicopters attacking multiple cities and tanks, explosions, death, people being shot at checkpoints by the supposed government forces and their militias. And again, they knew that when they started taking areas that were traditionally Russian, Russian ethnic enclaves, and removing those elected governments and things like that, that there would be backlash against it. So you've now got, just like in Germany, before Hitler came to power, you've got the pro-Russian street thugs, you've got the pro-EU street thugs, you've got people whose granddaddy got killed by Stalin, you got people whose granddaddy got killed by the Nazis, and so both sides hate each other going back to World War II and before that. And it is a disaster. And the globalists are playing that off against each other, just like they'll play one African tribe off against another tribe because one's Christian and one's animist, or one's Muslim and one's Christian, or one's Catholic and or one's Protestant. Or sometimes it's just an African tribe that is just across the river. And your great-great-granddaddy killed my great-great-granddaddy. So we're going to get you back. That's how tribalism works. And the globalists call it the great game. They look at the different fishers using sociologists, anthropologists, Peace Corps front people, CIA, about half of them on average. Nothing against the so-called Peace Corps set up by Kennedy, but it's a front. They send in good, well-meaning people to get everybody's trust, study the tribal divisions, the tribal beefs. They then go back and write reports up, and then that's given to the different intelligence agencies to give to private jackals, corporations as they're known. Private operators, political operators are known as jackals, economic hitmen. And then they send them in to play the groups off against each other and then act like the mediators to fix it. That's why the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and different federal FBI groups have been caught financing the radical left groups and financing the radical white supremacist groups. You'll have a leader of one of the white supremacist groups that's an actual federal agent, Elohim City, McVeigh, the rest of them, that came out in federal court. And the people under him running around heiling Hitler don't even know they're being handled by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That came out in federal court. I mean, I've gone out and protested the Klan, and you can take one look at the leader of the groups, and I'll say, you're a big, fat federal agent. And the guy says, I'll kill you, and doesn't get in trouble. That happened up in Waco. There's a video of that. The Second Amendment means I can kill whoever I want. That's a fad to demonize the Second Amendment. And that ended up being in the newspaper, the Waco paper at the time. I told you Hal Turner was an FBI operative. Apparently he was above FBI, assigned to the FBI as a, quote, national security asset, and the federal court in Chicago sealed what federal agency he works for. CIA, probably. And by the way, when Anonymous blew his cover and released all his info, they burned him. You notice that. So what am I getting at here? This is the divide and conquer. It's not that the Russians are good. It's not that Putin's good. It's that the West, George Soros, NATO, initiated this 3.5 months ago when they didn't vote to join the EU, overthrew the country, because Russia was coming in with $40+ billion just here. Here's $40+ billion. NATO's gave them $5 billion. And they decided, you know what? You spent $5 billion trying to overthrow us politically. We're going to take the $44 billion or whatever from Vladimir. And we're going to go ahead and get out of debt that way. And the banksters said, you're not going to get out of debt. We're going to take down your country. And that's what they're now doing, just like Greece, just like Spain. So now in Krakow and in a bunch of other cities, it is just asymmetrical warfare, checkpoints, snipers killing people. The Russians are going to start fighting back. They've already been doing that. And they are firing now grenade launchers and helicopters and shooting them down. I mean, it is getting crazier and crazier. Pro-Russian forces are taking over TV stations. It is deteriorating very, very quickly. So let me be breaking that down. Meanwhile, while all this serious stuff's going on, and the world derivatives market is getting ready to go belly up again like in 2008, where undoubtedly all the charts show it entering that same zone, this time it's going to be much bigger. As all of this is unfolding, what are we talking about? Yesterday afternoon, I see on Drudge and everywhere else the coverage of racist Clippers owner Donald Sterling, quote, as a Democrat. And I go and I turn on the television, and I just knew it would be on ESPN. I go to ESPN, and I see Magic Johnson talking about it. And I agree with what Magic Johnson was saying, but I just saw what he allegedly said. And I guess they were whitewashing it on ESPN while acting like they were going after Sterling. So I thought, hey, don't hang out with these players. You know, it doesn't look good. And, you know, my elite culture, you know, you need to be with me, the owner, whatever. And I thought, oh, that's just more race baiting, you know, more media diversions. This is all, because I'm sick of all the Catholic against Orthodox in Ukraine and this African tribe against that. I'm sick of the Balkanization. So I came on air and I said, you know, I'm sick of the decadent sports culture. I'm sick of the owners having to pay for all their stadiums. Just everyone's degenerate. I'm just sick of it. Until a caller called in and said, have you listened to the whole thing? So I got home last night and listened to 15 minutes, the whole tape. Because I don't like people recording folks secretly. I'm sick of it. And then editing it. So I said, you know, I don't like what he did, but I don't like what she did either. But then once I really heard it and started thinking about it, it is some of the most outrageous stuff I've ever heard. I mean, because this guy is a big Democrat. This guy makes money off predominantly black basketball players. It turns out he rents them a lot of their houses and apartments at loan-sharking rates. The new players aren't making that much money. And he literally sees them as slaves. And it's literally beyond 10 times what Bundy said about, you know, were they better off as slaves because they're slaves now, taken out of context. This guy literally says they're, that in Israel, black people are lower than dogs. And that, I mean, I listened to the whole thing and was blown away and then realized, again, I say I don't believe mainstream media, but still, when you're in a hurry, you hear them quote it, you hear them play a clip of it on ESPN, and you hear Magic Johnson decry it. They were playing the whitewash, but acting like they had shown what he really said. Oh, honey, it just doesn't look good. You know, I'm the owner, and you know, blah, 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 and I just don't want you dating these guys. That sounded to me like jealousy. So I'm like, you know, I'm so sick of gold diggers recording people and just all the treachery and just all the stuff that goes on. But then I really started thinking about it. How could you be friends with these people? That's what Magic Johnson talked about. And go out to dinner and play golf with people. And then be secretly sitting there hating them. And then it all started clicking. That's why Democrats are always saying that conservatives and libertarians are secretly racist. Folks, I don't sit around secretly saying racist stuff. I mean, I might sit there every once in a while and talk about Richard Pryor when he would make jokes about white people and black people, and then you even feel guilty repeating a Richard Pryor joke about black people or an Eddie Murphy joke about, you know, his mom and the hamburger that had all the onions in it. Because, I mean, let's face it, it's fun to tell redneck jokes, too, and I'm redneck stock, if you want to say. I mean, it's fun to make fun of Bundy going, I mean, but I'm not against Bundy. I mean, he's like, I'm not racist. I got one right here. Bring him in the house. I mean, you know, I tell that. It's hilarious, but it's also very sad. Because Bundy's just a hillbilly. He's not racist. He actually doesn't want to abort all the black people. That's the real litmus test. But, man, I heard this clip, and here we are on the verge of World War III, and we're talking about this, but it's very interesting. So I'm going to be breaking that down as well. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming up straight ahead.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Of banks that are basically running the planet. They want to make us poor so they can control us, obviously. And they will demonize any group they can so they can dehumanize them. demonize the Native Americans so you can take their land and kill them. Demonize the Russian-Ukrainians so you can demonize and attack them. Or if it was in the Soviet time, demonize the Western Ukrainians. It's the same thing. You say that your enemy isn't human. The Japanese dehumanized the Americans before they attacked us. We then dehumanize them. We dehumanize the Iraqis, vice versa. And that's what you see in the divide and conquer system, is that we say the Russians aren't human. And then they become our enemy and say, we're not human and we're evil. Or you get the attitude of this racist, I mean, really hardcore, serious racist, from the Clippers, Donald Sterling, making his living off of people and then basically talking about them like they're not even people. But this is what elites do. This is what elitism is all about. Most people go join elite country clubs. So in their town, they can feel like they're better than everybody. It's like cliques in high school. Instead of what does somebody stand for, what does somebody think, what art do they produce, it's what religion are you, where do you come from, who was your daddy. And obviously in culture and society, that's important to a certain level. But then you get people who literally only care about that because it lets them be on a power trip feeling like they're better than somebody else when they themselves have never really accomplished anything. And that's why these globalist elitists are the way they are. Most of them got their money out of swindles or hereditary money that has been passed down through their families. And what's really disgusting about it is all this race stuff gets promoted and gets pushed. And then we have all these serious issues going on, and we can't ever even deal with any of that because we're being taught to constantly just obsess over all of this. But think about how hypocritical it is that this guy's a big Democrat, a big Democratic donor. And I haven't looked into his stadiums, but in most cases, the big basketball stadiums, the big football stadiums and hockey stadiums and all of them, baseball stadiums, are taxpayer funded. And that discriminates against everybody. It's like the Formula One owner all over the world. He gets Ecclestone or Ecclestein, whatever his name is. He gets the multi-billion dollar tracks paid for by the taxpayers. Austin taxpayers paid to build his Formula One track. And the guy, as I've said many times, just last year, gave $3 billion as a gift to his two daughters. Hey, great, buddy. I'm not envious of your $3 billion or your helicopters or your palaces. Or they liked a hotel downtown and couldn't rent all the rooms, so they just bought it. My issue is I don't want to go eat in that hotel now because I know the money goes to you and you're already getting my money multiple ways. You're robbing it from me and you're robbing it from all the poor people. And see, that's the real discrimination, is that I shouldn't be paying for not one but two stadiums for Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys at a cost of $2.5 billion if you count both of them. I shouldn't be paying. You shouldn't be paying for the Formula One track. It's incredibly profitable. I've done the math on top of it all being paid for. Of course this guy's got tens of billions of dollars. He's had scores of tracks all over the world built for him. And they use fake celebrity with all the mayors and locals clamoring to be in the box seats to be around the movie stars who come to these Formula One races so we can all sit there and fit the bill for everything they're doing. And I like auto racing. I like motorcycle racing. The point is that I'm being discriminated against. So see, that's why I hate professional sports, because it's all part of the Roman gladiatorial diversion. And then you've got a cherry on top of this totally disconnected billionaire. And it makes me want to throw up. It makes me want to throw up because I guarantee all these stadiums are taxpayer paid for. I haven't looked it up yet about the Clipper Stadium. I bet you money that the stadium they're in was taxpayer paid for. And so it's not just, he doesn't just think the black players on his team are slaves. They think we're all slaves. And you know what? We act like slaves. I don't care what color you are. Stop acting like a slave for these scumbag globalists who are literally feeding off of us. Okay? I mean, quite frankly, we are their slaves. I mean, it isn't a view of Sterling and people that we're slaves. We are.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Amanda Bothell here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.9760. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.4477, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.4477, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who would be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the
resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And if you just joined us, it is Monday, the 28th day of April 2014. And the reason I'm getting into the whole Clippers controversy up front is that in and of itself, all the racial division, distractions, diversions is a divide and conquer distraction. But we have to analyze it to understand that and learn to deal with it. And within what they call racism, that's really just tribalism, we see a human survival trait to demonize the tribe over the hill so that you can fight against them and kill them and not feel bad about what you're doing. And that's really what all this is about. And that's why you keep seeing so many billionaires and so many globalists, including billionaires that are, quote, minorities, having a bad view towards other minorities and poor white people or anybody else for that matter. It's an elitism to demonize the people that you're feeding on. You know, we have a lot of different sources and leaks inside Bilderberg every year, mainly from the workers at the hotels, but also some connections to some of the people involved in and around Bilderberg. I'll just leave it at that. Because not all the people attending are actually bad. They're playing along with it. You call them double agents, I guess, or they have a conscience. And we always get into the hotel about 4 or 5 days before. It's going to be in Copenhagen, Denmark this year. I'm going to send Paul Watson, probably some of the other crew. I might even go. I probably should go. I just really want to spend time with my children, quite frankly. There's so much work to be done here with the new studio and all the things we're launching. But we always go and talk to the people at the hotel and tell them, listen, they're going to be super mean to you. If you look them in the eyes, you're going to get fired. You're going to be screamed at, and they're not going to give you tips. And, you know, any documents, any information, anything you overhear, the day after this is over, you can come meet us at the local pub at such and such. And then we go the day after Bilderberg ends, and there are the people there at the pub, or there at the shopping center, or there at the train station. The problem is, for a long time, and this happened at the 2008 Bilderberg, I would go into the bar, the Lord Wellington bar there at that particular hotel, that Marriott Convention Center, five-star hotel, right next to the defense contractor complexes in Virginia. And they would send in the head of security with plainclothes, State Department people they look like, and walk right over to me while I'm eating a hamburger and go, we hope no one steals stuff from the hotel. There's been a lot of problems with theft. You better not steal anything. I'm like, are you accusing me of stealing? Oh, I didn't mean you. I meant people better not steal. They like to pull fire alarms and then steal vases. And so I go up to go on the radio at midnight. So I ate that hamburger about 11:30. And I had people there with me that saw all this happen. And as soon as I go on George Norrie's Coast to Coast, the fire alarm gets pulled. Well, the New York Times made jokes about it and said that I thought a fire alarm was to go after me. And that I was basically like schizophrenic. And they went on to say there was no black sedans, no one meeting there, and then I made it all up. They wrote a New York Times article, we've shown it on air, saying there was no meeting there, and I was having a full-on, total break hallucinations, okay? The Secret Service that showed up the next day, the limos, the helicopters, the video we have of all of it, it didn't happen. Talk about gaslighting. So I was sitting there witnessing all this. I'm going to tie this into racism in a minute. And it clicked that they were planning to, I guess, steal something and then say I'd done it. But I got out of the building, and they had the police there and the fire trucks and everything. Everybody had to come out. And the head of security walks over with the goons. And to my face, in front of my crew, he said, F you, Alex. You better watch it. I'm going to have you arrested. And people say, well, why not get in his face? There's cops there. They're trying to set me up. I don't know how they're trying to set me up. I don't think the head of security there was even in on all of it. He looked completely freaked out. He may have believed the State Department people and the plainclothes Marines that were there. that I was really trying to steal something. I still don't know. But this is the kind of stuff the CIA and the State Department pulls on you. He walked up, he's going, Alex? But the thing is, I still smoked cigarettes 6-7 years ago, off and on, when I got nervous. I didn't smoke all the time, but I went on trips. I'd buy cigarettes. Parliaments is what I like to smoke. And I was outside after the hamburger, chain smoking cigarettes, because you can't smoke in the room, by myself. I'd set the guys up to get ready for the radio interview and to film it. And I'm out there chain smoking cigarettes, and they've got these engineers out there with their caps and their big white trucks, and they're obviously work for the government. They're all looking at me, and I'm just like little secret agents are walking around. This is like a day and a half before all the people arrive. They're playing national anthems as the president of Spain arrives. I mean, this is what's happening 24 hours later. So I'm standing there at the front porch where presidents are going to be secretly arriving. Hillary and Obama are secretly arriving in the middle of the campaign. This is a big deal. It's crawling with spooks everywhere, crawling with government agents. And I'm standing out there, and they're going, yep, we're getting ready to run the test. All right, we're going to do that in about 10 minutes. And they're on their walkie-talkies, 20, 30 feet away from me saying this. And I remember thinking, they're going to pull a fire alarm and kick everybody out of the building. I mean, I've been around this so much that I knew what they were going to do before they did it. And I don't think those guys were in on it either. It shows departmentalization. And in that hotel, it was like a microcosm of the whole secret state. Because we're all living in the same hotel for a few days. I get up the next morning. They've suddenly taken over all the conference rooms. There's people on walkie-talkies and earpieces everywhere coming over saying, we don't want you to have your camera here. You got to get out of the hotel. I would walk into the conference rooms. There'd be piles of communication equipment with different agencies right there going, we've got him. The satellite's overhead. Good. Move in. I told you. No, it's a CM-743 with the Navy. If you use the Air Force system, I'm telling you, the patch is a QR9. Listen, get him out of here. Then I go down, I'm buying Gatorade and cigarettes and stuff to go out for the whole hot day. We're about to be kicked out of the hotel. I'm staked out, already supposed to be out of there at noon. I'm broadcasting live out of it with cameras out the window as world leaders are arriving, playing national anthems. And I'm videotaping all this. And I go, all right, that's it. I'm going to go down and see if I can get video of that. What looks like the Spanish president it was that just arrived. I'm going to go down there and get some Gatorade stuff. So I go in, and the doors open to the office in the gift shop. And they've got piles of equipment, again, tracking and spying on world leaders and listening to their phones and their staff's phones. Every room was packed with NSA-type people, different agencies arguing with each other. And so then I creep around the hotel some more. They flip out, throw me out. Now, fast forward 4 more years. Every 4 years they come back to the U.S., they come back to the same hotel 4 years later. And you saw the video of it live feeds. You heard the audio on the radio. This is a year ago. I'm there. And we check in 2 days early. They throw us out right after we check in, cancel our sign up, and have the police there sticking their chest out, ready for a confrontation, throwing us off the hotel. Then the police start saying we're not allowed to park anywhere, even try to pay for parking spaces. Then we catch them in our other hotel 2 miles away going in, saying, I have to be coming down out of the elevator right when the head cop's going, Alex Jones's people aren't giving you any trouble. You can throw them out of the hotel if you want. There are the police trying to stop American media from being able to even stay in a hotel and walk the mile and a half or whatever it was down to the event. We start paying the shuttle guy $20, $30 tips to drive us. He goes, yeah, I just sit here all day. The people need to go to the airport. There's 3 shuttles here at this hotel, here at this Hyatt. Yeah, I'll take you back and forth, and if I can't, I'll pick you up at 5. The cops go to his boss, they threaten to fire him, and then all the shuttle people get mad and start rebelling even more, giving us rides. So now I take you full circle. The human spirit, they're so mean to the people inside the Bilderberg Group meetings that suddenly they give us all the intel. Suddenly they're spying on them for us because they're so mean to them. These billionaires do not give people tips when they get bottles of wine or food. They treat people like crap. They yell at them constantly, and they tell them that they're worthless. And they do this to white waiters, black waiters. They don't care, is my point about these elites. And again, if I don't tell those stories that's that good, it's because I'm really going back to my memory and exactly what transpired there and just basically having flashbacks of it all and how it's all an allegory. What you see at the microcosm level is also the same at the higher level. As the old alchemist would say, but it's true, as above, so below. And at every level, you see the same things happening, that everyone could be white or everyone could be black. People would find reasons to say they're different, they're bad, to demonize them and dehumanize them so you can abuse them. It's like the Star Trek episode where genetically this alien race of humanoids are exactly the same, except one has the black on the left side of the face and the other has the black on the right side of the face. And they've already killed almost all of their species in wars. And there's only a few of them left, and they're still trying to kill each other. Even though genetically they have the same IQ and are basically the same people. And this is exactly what we're dealing with here. But it doesn't mean that the racism isn't real, because the ball's already rolling, and so there's real beefs, there's real tribal conflicts. That's why you only beat real tribalism by creating a new tribe of liberty and renaissance and ideas and literature and art and music to admire the creativity of humanity to lift us up out of this. But then to realize it's not just the old timers who aren't really racist but are set in their ways and who are scared of white people or scared of black people. It's not just people like that are the issue. That's what the media focuses on. The issue is the real elites that are tax exempt and that live off of us and are enslaving all of us and who are attacking our due process and our checks and balances and our free speech and our ancient rights of liberty that were so hard fought and so hard won. They are attacking all of us. I don't care if you're an atheist, a Catholic, a Protestant, a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Jew, an animist, whatever you are. You are under attack by the technotronic age, by the globalists, by the technocracy in their own words. You are being targeted with GMO that's changing your genetics towards the bad. You are being targeted with deadly chemicals in the water on record to dumb you down and reduce fertility. They've stunned humanity. Just like a swordfish will, you know, stun fish and cut fish up that it wants to then, you know, come back and eat. You've been basically bitten by the spider only to weaken you so you can be emaciated and then tied up in a web to be fed on later. And I'm sitting here watching all of this happen. There is power and ratings and everything in playing along and playing both sides of the racial division and the religious division. But in the end, I would screw myself and my family out of a future and you out of a future if I didn't tell you the rules of the game, how these tricks work. And I know you know all of this, but all of us get sucked back into it at some point or some level when someone does us wrong because they've already got preconceived notions about you in a stereotype. So the best thing to do is just forgive everybody on a day-to-day basis, realize it's all manipulation, and transcend it. I mean, I was making jokes just last night out with friends at dinner about all these old racists and how ridiculous they are, laughing at them. And I saw some politically correct people sitting next to me who were horrified at us that we were the racists, because to them it's a religion. They're racist themselves, even though they were just white people. Because they live in the race issue as well, and to them the fact that they say they're not racist is what makes them good. And so they then want to make everybody else racist because it's the way that they make themselves more powerful. You see, MSNBC is always invoking race and claiming everything's racist that isn't, or that it's anti-woman to use the word bossy. to expand their power to then make everything about not being racist or not being sexist, when that's just simply a new form of tyranny. The truth is, we have to disempower all these terms. We have to stop caring what people say about us and make it about individuals and make it about what people stand for and what people produce and who they are as individuals, and laugh at the stupid racist on all sides, and also disempower the politically correct people that are using it as a tool of social control to accuse you of being sexist or racist if you want to have traditional male-female roles in your relationships. Or if you want to have traditional family roles that are under attack. The globalists are attacking traditionalism, not that all traditionalism is perfect, but because it's not the synthetic globalist takeover override. So what I'm saying here is the big threat is the New World Order. The big threat is the technocracy ending humanity as we know it. And humanity needs to realize we're under attack and come together on the real issues of freedom. And the real issues of all these globalists and banker bailouts and sports team owners who think we're all their slaves.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
In constant sorrow. Here's another issue about tribalism and racial politics. Humans' brains and their basic wiring are all the same. The idea that only white people are racist is one of the biggest frauds of the 20th and 21st century. And it's only done to then guilt what is seen and phrased as the dominant culture, so that all the other, quote, minorities that are 93% of world population. People that have more melanin in their skin are 93% of the world population. So that they then think of overcoming being something that's only tribal and racial, instead of it being overcoming the fact that the big mega banks are tax exempt and are taking over our entire infrastructure. See how masterful that is? That we've got rich sports team owners who are having everyone pay for their stadiums, pay for security in a rigged deal, and then no one's upset about that. They get away with that. But then he basically talks about black people and says they're as low as dogs. That guy thinks everybody is low as dogs. And the truth is, he hates having to pay people money. Of course those globalist owners hate their players. And that's why Magic Johnson, everybody's freaked out, because they hang out with these guys and go golfing with them. And these predators are psychopaths and sociopaths, and they're sitting there looking at you like you literally are a piece of trash. And that's what's so bad about globalists, is they have no honor, ladies and gentlemen. They have no honor. I mean, I would never go hang around with someone I didn't like and sit there and act like I was their friend. I would never do that. In fact, if I got an issue with somebody, I tell them about it. I bring it up front. And so this is the type of garbage. And we've now looked it up. The stadium that this racist, the Staples Center, owns was $70 million of public money was put into it. There you go. A total of $400 million. $400 million. $70 million of it paid for by taxpayers, at least. Cost of construction, $400 million. And that sounds like not even too bad of a deal compared to Jerry Jones gets it all paid for. I mean, every time I hear the name Jerry Jones, it freaks me out. Because my grandfather's name was Jerry Jones. And it's just, people are like, why don't you like Jerry Jones? The guy literally is sticking his hand in my pocket. He got state and city funds for that. And meanwhile, an old lady doesn't pay her taxes. They take her house and go, hey, pay your taxes. But then we've got, this is discrimination, folks. We've been signed on to 1,500 quadrillion. 1,500 quadrillion of globalist garbage. And then they want to talk about Bundy shouldn't be able to have his cattle graze on land. This family's been on for over 100 years. This is what's wrong with this country. Briefly, speaking of paying the bills, we don't put a gun to your head like Jerry Jones. If you didn't pay the tax in Arlington, they'd send a SWAT team, literally. Try not paying it. We are funded by you getting the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. Please remember at the end of each hour that it's your purchases at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, of all the incredible products, the water filtration systems, the lowest prices, the best systems, the incredible supplements, all of it, InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, the Mall Online Day t-shirts, the ball caps, all of it is what funds this operation, truly independent media. Or call toll-free. They can answer your questions. Take your order, 888-253-3139. But support us, shop with the good guys.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed.
trying to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Waging war on corruption.